Three Matters. Answer.
Good afternoon. The headlines. ZCLU demands arrests of culprits in torture and murder of Enoch Simfukwe. Wife and two traditional doctors committed to High Court over murder of former Seed Control and Certification Institute director. And in Global News, rights group says DR Congo rebels killed 140 civilians despite peace process. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, is outraged and gravely concerned by the brutal torture and murder of Enoch Simfukwe in Chisamba, which occurred at a farm owned by farmer Maria Zalumis and her partner Nathaniel Bartram. ZCLU Acting Deputy Executive Director Derek Chekwe says the organization is appalled by the lukewarm response of the Zambia Police Service, whose public statement appears to blame the deceased victim instead of pursuing the clear course of justice. Mr. Chekwe has described the police statement as unacceptable, stating that law enforcement exists to protect life and uphold justice and not to excuse or shield those implicated in heinous crimes. He has since demanded that the Zambia police arrest all the individuals directly involved in the torture and killing of the victim without exception. Mr. Chekwe says accomplices, enablers, and all those who aided or abetted this atrocity, including the farm owners, must equally be held to account.
The Zambia police must stop blaming the dead and start arresting the killers of Enoch Simfukwe. No alleged offense justifies the torture, ropes, and killing. Enoch Simfukwe was murdered, plain and simple. If the police fail to act, they are telling communities that mob justice is acceptable. That is a recipe for lawlessness. Ordinary Zambians rot in detention for petty crimes, yet the powerful walk free after murder. This is not the justice system our people deserve. Profiles must not matter. Whether rich or poor, farm owner or farm worker, every Zambian must face the law equally.
The Lusaka Magistrates Court has committed Mayor Masumba Miti, the wife of the late Francis Mitia, former director of the Seed Control and Certification Institute, SCCI, and two traditional doctors, to the High Court for his murder last year. Mayor Masumba Miti, 55, a secretary at the Ministry of Agriculture in Mount Makulu, Chilanga District, Florence Banda, 43, a herbalist from Matero, and Yamikani Banda, 50, a farmer and herbalist from Chipata, Eastern Province, appeared before Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwili this morning. The trio was informed of the murder charge in violation of Section 200 and indicated that they understood the allegations. Magistrate Chibwili informed them that due to the nature of the offense, which is not triable in the magistrate's court, their pleas would be taken once the case is brought before the High Court. Allegations are that jointly and whilst acting together at Chilanga, the three murdered Francis Miti on the 23rd of August 2024, who died at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, on the afternoon of the 23rd of August after succumbing to injuries reportedly sustained during an alleged break-in at his home. Zambia and Qatar have officially signed a binding execution agreement, marking a key milestone in strengthening bilateral ties between the two countries. This follows the earlier signing of a memorandum of understanding this morning, which spans 11 vital sectors and valued at $19 billion. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Osaka today, attended by senior government officials and executives from AI Mansour Holding, Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe emphasized that these agreements represent the successful outcome of the Zambian government's ongoing efforts to foster partnerships with international stakeholders.
From the perspective, first of all, of our foreign policy, We have always spoken about this. His Excellency the President has always mentioned that for us, we have two pillars for our foreign policy. It's become a song, but the reason it's a song is because it's now turning into reality. Economic diplomacy for development. And what is that development? It is your and my welfare as the people of Zambia. Many times we have asked the question why we have these foreign engagements. Today, we are seeing, over the last 2 days actually, we're seeing a culmination of the engagement that we have had as the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and of course with other line ministries, with our partners from outside the country.
And Al Mansour Holding Chairperson and Nidal Amache have described the agreements as a testament to the growing relationship between Qatar and Zambia, assuring that this is only the beginning of deeper economic and diplomatic ties.
We have shared very good vision for both countries, and this is the start that will never end. As I said, it is the start, and we have actually discussed with both teams how we start, and at the moment we discuss an immediate start between the two countries.
We have allocated a few, about 12 items, which we're going to start immediately. I'm talking about gas cooking cylinders. We're talking about fuel supply, we're talking about the grain supply as well, fertilizer, as soon as also tourism, we're looking at tourism, it's a big issue for us, affordable housing.
Meanwhile, Al Mansour Holding Chief Executive Officer Bradley Leahy said the partnership is set to bring tangible benefits to the local population, not only in the form of housing and infrastructure, but also through job creation and educational opportunities.
We're very proud to come here, and the warm welcome from all the people and the population that we've had so far. But the exciting things are, after the signing today, is the signings of the affordable housing, together with virtually the food security and the infrastructure projects that we'll be developing. But what does that mean for you people? It means bringing your nation forward, but also employment and opportunities, training and education. We have a very skilled team of professionals, and we're going to help and bring this and give that influence and support to your people.
The Tobacco Control Consortium of Zambia is urgently calling on government to enact the Tobacco Control Bill as Parliament resumes sitting next month. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Consortium Chairperson Albert Piri says the law is long overdue and must not be stalled by industry lobbying, as it is undermining Zambia's public health commitments. Mr. Piri notes that Zambia is particularly vulnerable despite being a signatory to the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, FCTC, because the country lacks a comprehensive law to protect the people, leaving a significant gap that weakens life. He says tobacco use is fueling an alarming rise in non-communicable diseases in Zambia, with the Ministry of Health's own investment case revealing Zambia loses 6% of GDP annually, with over 14.5 billion kwacha, with tobacco as a leading driver.
This is not only a public health crisis, but a generational emergency. This is the Minister of Health's own investment case revealed Zambia loses 6% of GDP annually, over 14.5 billion kwacha due to NCDs, with tobacco as a leading driver. Yes, tobacco control measures yield the highest return on investment.
And Center for Trade Policy and Development Executive Director Isaac Mwaipopo says while tobacco yields high return on investment, Parliament should resist industry pressure and act in public interest.
Appeal to the head of state to do the correct thing and ensure that the bill that has dragged since 2010 be presented to Parliament. There's nothing strange in the drafted bill. If you look at most of the provisions, they are provisions that are meant to protect lives in our country, especially young people. And it is our considered view as civil society organizations that are interested in the well-being of our people that the bill should be given a chance to be tabled before Parliament.
In global news, M23 rebels killed at least 140 people in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo last month in one of the worst atrocities by the armed group since its resurgence in late 21, Human Rights Watch has said in a report. This is despite a peace process brokered by the U.S. and Qatar to end the conflict in the region. Witnesses told the advocacy group that the Rwanda-backed rebels summarily executed local residents, including women and children, largely from the ethnic Hutu group in the Rutshuru area near the Virunga National Park. We monitor to the BBC for more on this and other global